Hey you, I got a question for you. What are you doing in June? Specifically, the 10th to the 14th. Well, if you're wondering why I'm asking you this, it's because I've got my next Mexico retreat happening in Tulum in Mexico for 4 nights, 5 days this June. Now, this whole event will be like being my best friend because we're going to be hanging out in 5-star luxury. This retreat is all about embodiment. It's about rapid growth using transformational human design and at the same time, living in the lap of luxury. So spend 5 days with me in an intimate setting, discovering your purpose, sitting poolside, having deep conversations and connecting with like-minded people who will become your lifelong friends. And honestly, it's like being my best friend for a week. So if you're curious, it's important that you know if you join before April 22nd, you'll get 1 month free in HDX. And the next 4 people who join are going to get a free 60-minute unpack session with one of my extraordinary coaches. Sound good? Well, it really is that good. At the end of the day, I want to spend this time with you deep diving into your human design while having the greatest transformations and breakthroughs of your life. And let's be honest, probably mine too. See you in Tulum. I would like to begin by acknowledging the traditional custodians of the land on which we meet today, the Arakwal people of the Bundjalung Nation, and pay my respects to the elders past, present, and emerging.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Human Design Podcast with me, your host, Emma Dunwoody. I'm a qualified master coach and human behavior specialist, as well as being a qualified human design coach. And I work with clients every single day to answer the big questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? I also assist them to transition from the person they think they should be to the person they really are on the inside. I teach people how to actually live their design instead of just knowing it. And if this is something that you want to do too, well, stay tuned or reach out for private coaching or Human Design Unpacks, where I show you exactly how to live your design. Hey, hey, everyone, and welcome to today's episode. Today, we have a really special episode for you. We are actually recording this from a little town in the south of France called Saint-Jean-Pied-de-Port, which is where we actually start our 800-kilometer pilgrimage from this little town down into Spain and across the top of Spain. And I am joined by the lovely Taylor Jason. Welcome.
Hello, everyone.
It is super exciting as we sit here on the precipice of this adventure. And T actually reminded me maybe it would be a good idea to give you guys a little rundown of what this actually is. Like, you've probably heard me talking about the Camino, but what is it? So the Camino itself is a spiritual pilgrimage that, as we're walking the French way, there's a couple of different ways, like the Portuguese way. You can walk from, you know, a number of different directions, but it's all ending up at this place called Santiago de Compostela. And the story goes that the one of Jesus's apostles, St. James, his body, his crypt was carried along this path and laid to rest in Santiago. And in this incredible cathedral, which is where we will end up. And the story goes that this is where pilgrims have been coming since, I actually just read in the book, 781 or something like that. So it's literally been around for a very long time. There was a hiatus kind of in the middle, and then it became popular again in the early 60s. And basically the whole idea is to walk the way, as it's called, is to let go of the things that maybe have been holding you back, that you no longer want to experience in your life or whatever it is, and to step into that new version of you.
Now, it was at one stage a Catholic pilgrimage, but today it's very spiritual. It's not, I want to say owned by the Catholics. It's in my experience, because I did it in 2018 for the first time, there are more spiritual people as opposed to Catholics. But that's one of the beauties of this walk, is that the way that people work together, live together, experience each other in such peace, love, compassion, kindness is incredible. You know, I remember saying last time that if only the entire world was like the Camino, then we wouldn't have any problems. So it's a beautiful representation of what higher consciousness can really be. So we actually set off tomorrow morning. We have the toughest walk for the first day, and the toughest part of that walk is the first 8 kilometres. We're literally walking straight up a, he was just telling us, a 20 degree incline.
20 degree, yeah, at the steepest point, 20 degrees.
I've already done it, and I'm like far out. It's not easy, but it's so worth it. Now, one of the beauties of the Camino is that we see how we live our lives, because one of my Camino family from last time, who was, his name's Oliver, and he's a German psychologist. So, of course, we would come together at the end of the day, and me with my behavioral reflections, and he's with his, you know, psychological reflections, we would just review what we're seeing, what we're experiencing. And one of the things that the Camino is really defining with is, it shows you how you live your life, because the way you walk the Camino is the way that you live your life. And one of the things that straight out of the gate for us is that, I mean, we've taken a number of days to get here, especially because I've got my eldest son walking with me. We left on Wednesday, Sydney time. It's Sunday today when we're recording this. So it's taken us all that time to traverse the planet to get here, to get over jet lag. We've had, you know, a ton of fun already. But as we sit here at, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, all T and I want to do is like go. We're just like, let's just fucking leave, right?
Tired. Yeah. I had laid down for 2 seconds before we started doing this and almost fell asleep.
Yeah. And we haven't even started. But it's really funny watching 3 MGs be like, okay, well, let's just go. Let's just do it. We're being invited in to put our feet up, relax, chill out this afternoon, get an early night so that we can get up early and, you know, tackle the mountain ahead of us. But one of the other beautiful things is that it gives us these opportunities to take time out from our everyday life to reflect on what's going on. Now, I look back to 2018, and many of you know my story. After I walked the Camino in 2018, it's when I discovered human design. It's when my entire Well, actually, it wasn't when I discovered it. It's when I committed to the experiment, and my entire life changed after that. And it was because I really knew that I'd finally found my purpose. I didn't have all the answers. I didn't have, you know, massive clarity, but I just knew that I had to commit to this thing, and everything unfolded. And the Camino was really a massive way of being able to step into the person that I wanted to become, that helped me be that. You know, one of the things I remember last time, I was like, wow, I'm really freaking magnetic. Like, people just, they're just drawn to me. And I could never understand that. Like, why would people be drawn to me? So it was that time where it really helped me understand that people are drawn to me, to my story, you know, that line 3 story, my 5, you know, problem solving ability, that 3420 channel of power and charisma, and then to own it, to really step into my design and go, yeah, well, I've got lived experience of that. So as we start to ready ourselves is better for this big adventure that starts very early tomorrow morning, because we're going to like kick it off as soon as we can, as early as we possibly can. We'll probably start walking in the dark so that we can get the hardest part out of the way. We're sitting here reflecting on our intentions, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is just as much an episode for us as it is for you guys. We would love you to follow our journey. It's going to be myself, as I said, my eldest son, Cooper, Taylor, and Elizabeth Ralph. For those of you who know Elizabeth, she's been on the podcast. She's my wealth coach and a dear, dear friend. She'll be joining us a bit further along the way. So we all have our own intentions. And as we sit here contemplating the day before we leave, what's your intention?
Presence is the overarching theme, but, you know, we got to go deeper than that. So I think for me, it's the whole slowing down thing. And because I don't do that. classic me. I think that for a while now, even though I'm so excited about, I mean, look at the work we get to do every day. Of course I'm excited, but I just feel like I'm always going, going, going. And even though I love it, I never really take the time to slow down, and slowing down is really uncomfortable for me. And so this is forcing myself out of my comfort zone in so many ways. It's out of my routine. I love a good routine. The physical discomfort, the mental discomfort, the not, you know, I'm holding my iPad in my hand right now, which I won't be using often, but just being, you know, stripped down to the basics. I'm looking at my pack on the bed sprawled out with everything unpacked, and it's really not that much stuff that you get to take. And so it's just, you're stripped down to the basics and forced to kind of face, you know, the uncomfortable things, I think, but in a beautiful way. And I'm just really excited to be present with myself and with you guys on the journey and have epic conversations and just slow down. Like, I know for me, I didn't take, so I know you guys have probably heard Emma talk about her Oura ring, which I have one too. And I didn't even bring it because I know for me, I don't want it to be like an athletic feat that I'm trying to accomplish. I don't want to be in competition with myself or anyone else when I'm walking. I want to slow down and be present and not race or rush. I think we pulled cards last night, and I pulled the moth, and one of the keywords for it is haste. And I kind of chuckled at that because that's my intention, is to not be hasty, not be in a rush, not be in a hurry. There's nothing to rush to. Everything is in perfect timing and letting go of that control.
I just love it. Like, as you're speaking, I'm like, wow. It just, it's that being, or becoming really aware of that difference between being out of your comfort zone and being out of alignment. You know, like, one of the things that T and I, that we talk about a lot, is that, you know, like, we are so excited when we wake up every day. The work that we do is so exciting. And there is this balance that we need to strike between that being resourceful and being unresourceful, because we can both be so passionate about what we do that everything else kind of falls away. And, you know, I said to T on the plane this morning, I'm like, all I can think about is, oh, when we get on this and when we do that, and what, I wonder what's going to happen when, instead of just being there in the moment. So, yeah, I totally resonate with that. I think it's going to be fascinating to watch it, because the first 3 days especially, like, everyone goes, well, last time everyone went at a million miles an hour. So it's going to be so fascinating to see if people are still doing that and if we get sucked into that, you know.
I'm fully prepared to catch myself walking too fast.
Yeah.
You're like, what are you doing? Slow down.
Yeah. I think it's interesting. Like, one of the things that we've chosen to do, and I think this is one of my greatest lessons that I've really started to integrate on such a deep level, is, you know, like, part of me wants to sleep in a bit later or meditate before I go or take a bit of time, because that's how I roll. You know, that's my morning routine. However, one of the big pieces for me, something I've really learned about myself, is to give myself more time than I think I need, because then that lets me drop into the moment. That lets me drop into the experience. And one of the things I kept saying to T and to Coop is, like, I know it's early, but let's just set our alarms for 5 a.m. And then as soon as we're ready, let's just start walking. And the whole purpose of that is, we have a big epic day ahead of us, and I want us to be able to be present and enjoy it, and be challenged by it. And, you know, we know it's going to be hard. It's going to be those things. But when we have that moment to go, should we just sit down and eat and look at this incredible view, that we can sit there in that moment because we've taken more time to be on the journey, if that makes sense. It's like, everything that we do in life, we have to strike a balance. And so many of you listening to this right now, it's like, you're probably hustling to get that morning routine down. You're probably hustling to put those boundaries in place. You're probably hustling to focus on what you want and not what you don't want. However, there is always balance. You know, there is always balance. And sometimes we can take these so-called good things and turn them against ourselves. And I think that's a lot of what this Camino is also very much about. You know, a lot of my intention is, you know, I've been a hustler all my life. I shift my ass. I get shit done. I take imperfect action. I'm a bull at a gate. If I'm afraid of something, I run toward it. So I've always hustled. I've always struggled. I've done things, you know, the hard way. And yes, I'm a line three, so I do tend to fall down and get back up again. However, it's been so much of my belief system that if it's not hard, then I'm not doing it properly, or it's not worthy or any of those things. So a large part of this, my intention on this Camino, is ease and grace. Like, just, it's easy. Like, it's still going to be hard to hike a mountain. That's going to be challenging. But having said that, I'm fitter and stronger than I've been ever in my life. So I've already made it easier for myself, you know, like, that's made it easier for myself. So a large part of it for me is just to be present in the moment, choose joy, you know, trust that things will be easy. And we've had crazy, like, we got to the airport this morning, and so we're in Barcelona, we get to the airport, we go to check in our bags, and we have to pay for the bags, and we have to do the bags, and then T's think ticket won't fucking print, and then I've got my walking poles and that won't work, so I have to run over here. And then we look at them, we're like, when do we have to be on the plane? It's boarding in 5 minutes. Oh my God, we haven't even been through security. We're all laughing at each other. And then we look at our watch when we're getting on the plane, and it's literally 5 minutes later. And we just, you know, looked at each other and goes, well, wasn't that easy? So it's that carrying that intention that we don't need to struggle. It doesn't need to be hard. Even when there are moments where we have to, you know, run from one end of the airport to the other, or whatever that may be, we can do it with this overarching intention that it's going to be the easiest option, you know, and that, you know, and I want to say this, like, it doesn't mean that it has to be like easy and it comes to you and it's effortless, and if it doesn't come to you, then it's not worthy. Because, you know, just this little example this morning, I had to go and take my walking poles to a different gate, and there was like 10 people just sitting at their desk. I swear the guy that I walked up to was playing patience. Like, he was not working. He was not working. I felt uncomfortable, and I was like, am I jumping a queue or whatever? But I was like, no, you know what? I'm just going to walk up and say, excuse me, I need to get these on the plane right now. We're going to be boarding in 5 minutes. And he's like, yeah, sure, here you go, blah, 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 all sorted, just take them over there. So it's not to say that we're avoiding anything, but it's this overarching intention that things can be easier. We don't have to do things the hard way. We don't have to be struggling. We still have to hike up a massive mountain tomorrow. But with the intention of it being easy, there's going to be things that we do consciously and unconsciously that make that easier for us. And that might be simple things like we've got our breakfast organized, and we've got, you know, like our second breakfast, as they call it on the Camino, organized so that we don't have to wait to get to anywhere to get food. So that's one of my intentions. It's really being able to come home and to continue on this effortless manifestation, you know, like hiring Sherelle for the business, the growth that we've witnessed in the business, you know, buying this incredible new horse, this new family member, to really bring that into the business. And here on the Camino, I'm going to be practicing that, you know, that it is easy. But so much of the ease comes from detachment. So much of the ease comes from, oh, I'm afraid to do that, but I'm going to do it anyway because I can feel that my authority is like, it, you need to do that. Anything you want to respond to on that?
Yeah, you reminded me something my card said last night that I just had an insight about, is the moth one.
Yeah.
It said, no one is exempt from the trials and tribulations of this journey, which is true. Like you said, it's going to be hard walking up a mountain for 8 kilometers, but it's what you, how you choose to interpret it or face it, or the attitude you choose towards the struggle.
Yeah.
I think that's the metaphor, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I think that has been something that I've like danced with for so much of my life. Although, and I think the card, I can't remember what card I pulled, but it was so much of this, like the way it feels in my body is that it's finally saying goodbye to these old patterns that have sabotaged me. That yes, they're rare and don't often show their little heads these days, but it's like, it feels very ceremonial that I'm letting it go at this time, you know?
It was a whale.
A whale. I freaking love a whale. They're freaking wise.
Mm-hmm. Mm. As are you.
Thank you. I'll take that. And that kind of leads into my second intention that is so uncomfortable for me. And that is that as this business grows, is the impact that you guys hear me talk about all the time. You know, like I want to have an impact that sees planet Earth different for many, many generations, that my work is my legacy, you know. And as part of that, there's a part of me that needs to step into that role. Like I need to step into it. And the example, the metaphor, the intention that's come to me over the last few weeks as I've been talking about it and reflecting on it is to step into this Queen Bee energy. And as many of you who follow me on Instagram will know, I even got this Queen Bee hat. And I said to T on the plane this morning, I'm like, I actually still feel uncomfortable wearing a Queen Bee hat. Like, I don't want to seem cocky. I don't want to seem this. I don't want to seem that. And, like, that is the point, you know, like, at the end of the day, it's time for me to stop worrying about all that stuff because it's my shit. And if I really am on this planet and this soul's come into this lifetime to do this work that I know I'm here to do, then I have to let that go. I have to let go of any concern of what other people think about me. And it's not something that we can just drop. I know a lot of people, like, they say, yeah, I don't care what other people think. But I will challenge 99.9% of people. Like, we're human beings and we do care, even if it's so unconscious or even if it's slight. You know, I know that I'm not nowhere near as affected by what other people think of me these days. However, this whole Queen Bee thing, like, I don't want to, I'm Australian. I've been brought up with this whole, you know, no tall poppies. Tall poppies get cut down at the knees. However, I'm so driven by this impact, by this community that we're building. Our HDX family, like, these people are my family. I see not only my team changing the world, not only the work that we're doing together changing the world, their individual work changing the world, but I see all our HDX members changing the freaking world. I see you, the listeners, changing the freaking world. The way you navigate through things, the decisions you make, the way that the interactions that I have with you, you know, whether it's through the podcast, whether it's through Instagram, whatever it is, like, you guys are all making a freaking difference. And, you know, that's the piece. We all have to do this. We all have to step in. So I want our community to continue to grow and get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger so that we all have the resources, we all have the support, we all have the community, we all have the knowledge, we all have the experience, and it all exists within this community, whether you're a listener, whether you're a part of HDX, whether you're a part of the business team. You know, my 37, family is everything, and my mission is to create one family, right? And I don't want to be like the old school leader of that family. I want to be the matriarch of that family. I want to be the mum. I want to be the divine mother. I want to be the one that supports and loves and takes care of, but I also need to be fierce and strong and courageous. And that means I need to step into this freaking Queen Bee energy, no matter how uncomfortable it feels for me, you know, and this journey through my human design really helping me understand what that actually means for me. You know, my 37, when I really understood the shadow of the 37 for me is all about feeling unsupported. And then as I started to understand that whenever I was expressing this shadow, all I needed to do was ask for help. And then I started to build this business and I would call in all these amazing people and our team is amazing today and I feel so deeply supported. I feel supported by Justin. I feel supported by my children. I feel supported by you guys, the listeners. And, you know, anyone that I come in contact with. And it's like, okay, cool, but now it's fully time to go to that next level. It's time to step into that line five impact. It's time to, you know, put my money where my mouth is and really be able to create this leading transformational community that all of you are already a part of and to expand it so that we really can create the this new paradigm that we're working towards.
Whew.
What do you think?
Well said.
Oh, thanks. So now instantly go, oh, I think I was channeling that. No,
definitely.
So that's where we're at. We're sitting on the precipice of something pretty exciting, hey?
Yeah. And I'm also looking at my hat that admittedly is a little bit uncomfortable to wear also because it says GOAT, which is greatest of all time, which I get told you often, are. But I'm like, I got to wear that hat and own that, don't I?
Yeah, you do need to fucking own it. And this is the thing, you know, like so often at the moment, with the transformational world, the spiritual world, the personal development world, people are so busy owning their shadow. They're so busy owning their fucking shadow. But I want you to own your greatness. You know, like it can be just as uncomfortable for us to own our greatness. So I say to you, go out and own your greatness. Be your queen bee. Be your goat. You know, like you guys know and Taylor fucking is the greatest of all time. So, yes, she'll wear the goddamn hat. You know, like she got to fully step into it. And that would be probably what I want to leave you guys with today is that I want you guys to step into your greatness. What is that part of you that you want to express, that you want to step into, you want to embody, but it feels so uncomfortable. Maybe you're afraid of what people will think. Maybe you're afraid you'll get it wrong. Maybe you're afraid that people will reject or leave you. I don't know what you're afraid of, but you know that that greatness needs to be expressed through you. Well, I invite you to get intimate with that. Get, you know, take some time out, meditate, light a candle, get into your journal and really write down, like, what is that greatness that wants to be expressed through me? What does the universe want me to fulfill in this lifetime? How can I be of the greatest service? How can I take care of me to be of the greatest service? Because if you're listening to this, you are not an ordinary person. You are someone who wants to make a difference. You want to have an impact. You want to, you know, make life for your children better than the life that you had. You want to improve this planet in some way. And the way that you're going to do that is by focusing on your greatness and by awkwardly, uncomfortably resisting, but still stepping into that greatness and owning it. And, you know, I will often say with your human design, just freaking own it, step into it, just experiment with it, just believe it's true. And you can start to see it manifest out in the world, because we need you. We need every single one of you. We need all your greatness, whatever that may be, manifest in the world so we can create this new heaven on earth, this new paradigm.
Love it.
Anything you want to add?
I just can't wait to be on the journey and share it with you guys.
Yeah. So on that, if you want to follow us on Instagram, we'd love you too. We're going to try and be these little introverts. You know, it's not necessarily been our superhero rock star easy place to be, sharing lots of stuff on Instagram, but we commit to that because we want you guys to come on the journey with us. We want to inspire you. And those of you that are not yet part of our community through HDX or through our live retreats, we've got the live retreat in Mexico that I think is just about full. We've got Byron coming up in October. If you want to live your greatness, and I know you do, then you have to commit. You have to get in. You've got to do these things. So join our journey. Be inspired and take that action you know you need to take. Get into the game, access your greatness, and go and manifest it in the world. Sound good?
Sounds great.
Awesome.
Cool.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us at the beginning of this journey. I trust you got what you needed from today, and I so look forward to having you on the journey with us. You can go and find me at The Human Design Coach on Instagram, and you can find Taylor at?
It's Taylor_Awakening.
And you can go and follow us. And I've got lots of underscores in there under there, but it's too hard to say.
I'll try to be better about posting.
Yeah, she's trying. See, she's trying.
Trying my best.
I'm also trying my best. So if I forget for a couple, nope, I'm going to do it. Nope, ignore that pen. Thanks, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. And I look forward to sharing this journey with you. Bye for now. Thanks, everyone, for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast, or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.